This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When I heard the term polar vortex, Kennedy, to be honest with you, I thought Polar Shelter had come out with a new flavor. I was like, oh, polar vortex.
It sounds like a really sweet kid's toy or something like that. You know, it's like a football vortex that really goes fast.
It could be one of those monster trucks.
Yeah. Polar vortex coming to the DCU Center.
Danielle Niles, meteorologist for WBZ-TV. So, Danielle, what exactly is the polar vortex that's happening right now?
So basically, polar vortex is this chunk of Arctic air that sits up literally in the Arctic, but then eventually little pieces of it can come south. So it's funny because, you know, it's obviously really cold here at home, but places in the Midwest, you guys have heard, like Chicago this morning is 26 below zero, and that's without the wind factored in. So that's where the heart of the polar vortex has moved.
How long is it going to stay with us?
So most of it is actually just to our north. I mean, obviously it's brutal here, but this morning is the worst of it for us here in New England. So north and west of Boston, the wind chill has been like, you know, 15 to 25, 30 below zero. Worcester, the current wind chill is 26 below. So the thing to keep in mind is that, you know, it's exposed skin. So, you know, I hear from people that say like, oh, it's not that bad. I've got seven layers, and I covered up. Yeah, that's the point. Like, we want you to cover up your exposed skin, because if you're outside for, like, 30 minutes, that's when frostbite can set in these conditions.
Why do you guys keep sending reporters out there, then? Stop it. Come on, Danielle. Get poor Nick inside, man.
Nick said he had six layers on, though, and then, you know, they dive into the truck in between hits so they can warm back up.
Right.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We're talking to WBZ-TV meteorologist Danielle Niles. My son shared with me a fact that I didn't know.
What?
He said it's so cold.
How cold is it?
That if you're outside for a certain amount of time, if you're facing into the wind, your eyeballs could freeze because of the liquid in your eyeballs.
Is that true? I've
Stop
heard that.
Yes.
He's eight.
Stop.
I don't know if we should be listening to that.
Yes. Heard that on the playground at recess.
No, he said they were talking about it like in school or so. He heard it somewhere.
In the hallway.
Just because he heard it somewhere doesn't mean it's factual.
We're talking to an actual meteorologist, and she goes, is that true?
Can you imagine, like, kids on the can you imagine just, like, looking around, everyone's eyeballs are frozen? That would be freaky. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I believe I saw the movie. It's called The Shining.
Yeah. Because I would like to say, I just looked this up.
Yes.
Your eyeball is contained within your head. Yeah. Your head is kept at body temperature. It will never get cold enough to freeze, only if you're dead.
Oh.
Much like The Shining.
Okay.
This is why we don't get our news from the playground.
I'm just going to say 8-year-old news is the best news.
That is the best news. I did talk to one of my friends, though, in Chicago who was trying to walk her dog yesterday. Because think about it, you still have to do, like, you know, stuff like that. And she said it was brutal. Like, she went outside for 20 seconds. And she's like, it did its business, came back in, and it was like, you know, out there, frostbite can set in literally in 5 minutes if you don't have, it's wild to see those temperatures.
Yeah, Elvis has to wear the booties, and he is not happy about it.
The booties are so awkward.
He hates them.
Did you say it was negative 30 or something in Worcester?
The wind chill right now is negative 26. Yeah, it's 26 below zero, what it feels like. So actually, Worcester Public Schools, they had a two-hour delay, and then they just changed it. They canceled school today for Worcester Public Schools. So
congratulations, by the way, on the baby.
Yay!
Oh, she's awesome.
And welcome back.
Sleeper. Yeah, I mean, Kate Merrill had said, you're not going to have two girls that are good sleepers, and we are so blessed. They're both good sleepers.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
That is key.
All right. Well, thanks, Danielle. We really appreciate it. All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right. There goes Danielle Niles from WBZ-TV. Holy smokes. It's just crazy to think about this weather. 75% of the country is going to be below freezing at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all in it together.
We are all in it together.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.